21st century.
Broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Is your contractor properly licensed and insured? The Louisiana State Licensing Board Contractors proudly presents the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvements, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or anything that pertains to your home. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
All right, ça c'est la bonne ton relais. That's right, let the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network in the World Wide Web. I want to welcome our national networks that are now tuning in, the Accent Talk Radio Network. We also have the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Also the Zara Radio Internet Network in Lewiston, Maine. Guys, hello and welcome. Hey, I am broadcasting from the mountains of West Virginia. That's right. I'm at the West Virginia Broadcasting Convention here at the Greenbrier Country Club in Resort. I know what you're saying. Greenbrier, that sounds familiar. Well, it's the home of the U.S. Open. As a matter of fact, they're going to be playing the U.S. Open here starting on Tuesday, and a lot of the professionals are starting to worm their way in here at the old Sam Snead Club. So I'm excited to be here. It's a very historic place, and I welcome anybody to come on down. That's right. I am the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. I am the originator, not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitution. America's favorite self-help expert. Hey, just remember, I was green before green was even cool. Hey, I want to welcome a new affiliate down in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's right, Clear Channel Radio. 9:40 a.m. is tuning into us. Guys, thank y'all for a little Clear Channel Radio down there for taking a shot in the old Cajun contract. But we got a great show as usual at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have my friend, Mr. Doug Hoffman. He is the executive director of the NARMI. It's the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors. He's going to be talking about his six-class series. It's called the NARMI Certified Durable Builder Training Program in conjunction with the U.S. Home Builders Association, and they're going to start their tour in Louisiana. So I'm looking forward to talking to Doug Hoffman. Also, we're going to have the executive director of the Louisiana Licensing Board, Mr. Chuck Marceau, basically an old friend of the show. He's been with me since the beginning, and we like to get him on from time to time to keep us an update of what's happening in Louisiana in regards to the licensing and certification of contractors, and he's going to give us an update of what's happening in Katrina. As I said, we got a great show for you. Also, our FAQ home tip of the week. We're going to be doing we started our series last week. We're going to conclude it this week on standby generators, home generators. Last week we talked about the permanent generators. Now we're going to talk about portable generators. Also, our last week's poll question, we got the results. You remember I polled you last week. Is there a concrete repair job on your to-do list? Hey, we got 67% of you that polled and said, yes, Michael King, I'm going to be fixing some concrete up. And 33% of you is saying no. All right, out with the old, in with the new, our new online poll. Listen to it carefully. It's simple. I just simply want to know, do you have an outdoor or indoor fireplace? All right, if you want to jump right in, it's simple, 1-800-259-5791, michaelking1350@yahoo.com. Also, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your weekend projects. And most importantly, you have complete access to all our industry experts. And talk about an industry experts, we have an old friend of Home Talk, Mr. Chuck Marceau. He is the executive director of the Louisiana Licensing Board. Hey, Chuck, how you doing? Welcome to the Gumbo Pot, my friend.
Hey, listen, I'm glad to be here today with you, Mike.
Thank you, Chuck. We're having a great time. I'm in the mountains of West Virginia right now, and about a mile down the road. I don't know if you know this area. It's called the White Springs Sulphur Area. This is where they built the bunker to house the President of the United States and the Cabinet during the Cold War. And I had a chance to visit it and they toured. Man, I tell you, Chuck, that's an amazing structure, man.
Mike, you don't know this, but my wife's from West Virginia.
Oh, okay. Well, you tell her the old Cajun man is in the White Sulphur Springs area here, and I think you know the area I'm at, right, huh, Chuck?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
Well, let's take care of some business, Chuck, and I want to maybe start from the basics again. You've been on the show many times. Let's start back, and I want to find out if our new listeners, we got listeners all over the country, all over the state, that wants to know the mission of the state licensing board. So let's go back to licensing board 101. Okay, can you basically tell us your legally lawful duty?
Absolutely, Mike. Since 1956, the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors started to protect the public and anyone who contracts with a construction contractor, Mike. From the fraudulent, inexperienced, unlawful, and unscrupulous contractor. Now, well, we have come a long way since then. We do have a lot of legal contractors working in the state under licensure and testing, Mike, but for the most part, it just takes a few bad apples to mess up the whole barrel. We regulate construction in the commercial areas, residential areas, home improvement areas, industrial sector, both construction and maintenance, and mold remediation contracting, Mike.
Whoa, okay. We're going to have old Doug Hoffman at the bottom of the hour, and you might want to say hello. Normie does a great job, Chuck, and I understand it's okay. Well, I didn't know that. And Chuck, let me ask you this. Since hurricanes, since about August of 2005, how many actual contractors actually applied for a license, though?
Mike, since August 29th of 2005, we've had 11,526 applications for license.
Whoa. That is a serious number. A lot of people is, I guess the word is starting to get out. Hey.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. Prior to the storms, Mike, we had a total of about 13,000 licensed contractors in the state. And so this number just about doubles that.
Man. Now, how many contractor licenses maybe have you issued in the last 3 years, though?
We have actually issued 8,588, Mike. The rest of them are pending or, projects have fallen through, and they never followed through with their applications, Mike.
Now, y'all constantly are reviewing your licensing law status and trying to plug some loopholes. You're trying to make you put a little bit more teeth into your laws. And now, what contractor license laws, though, Chuck, have changed basically since the hurricanes hit in Louisiana?
Well, Mike, I guess it's just providence. But, the year before the hurricanes, a new law came into effect in Louisiana. On a class of construction contractor that had never been before regulated, and that's those who perform work for Louisiana citizens between $1 and $50,000. So there was a Home Improvement Registration Act that went into effect March 1st of 2004. Since the hurricanes, this law allowed a lot of people to do work and as a result, make certain victims of our citizens who were affected in the greater New Orleans area, of course, in the surrounding parishes, and, of course, in southwest Louisiana from Hurricane Rita. We had a time dealing with these we're still dealing with it, Mike. We hold over 1,000 administrative hearings against those who operating illegally and taking advantage of our citizens, especially the elderly. Go ahead, Mike.
We got to go take a little short pause for the cause here. Chuck, don't go anywhere. Can I hold you from next segment?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we're talking to Chuck Marceau. He's executive director of the Louisiana Licensing Board. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network with the old crazy Cajun Michael King.
With the turbulent state of the housing market today, we're all looking for an affordable home that is built to last. That's what we offer you at Housing International Gulf Coast. Our steel-framed homes and buildings are not only affordable, but they are built to pass strict building codes because we use steel-framing construction and materials. All of our homes and buildings are built in the Gulf Coast and are assembled on site at our plant in Reserve, Louisiana, so you can expect the utmost in durability and time savings to erect. We manufacture everything using steel frames for residential and light commercial buildings, including Gulf Coast cottages and modular homes. Housing International Gulf Coast is working hard to put people in the Gulf Coast back to work and to give them the training they need to rebuild our community. Visit Housing International Gulf Coast on the web to see what they have to offer at housingintl.com or call one of our sales managers to give you a quote on your plans. You can call today at 985-479-4685. Again, that number is 985-479-4685. Give us a call today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Oh, man, we always pass a good time here each week, every week on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Hello, everybody. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, America's favorite self-help expert. Hey, you know, Home Talk is available on demand right now. We have our own live Internet channel that's 24/7, 365. We download all our shows. It's simple. HomeTalkUSA.com. Look to the left. Click the on-air button. Now you can catch Home Talk each day, every day, providing you the best in home improvement information and education. Home Talk on demand, 24/7, 365. Let's check out our online poll. Does your home have a fireplace? Okay, we got some early numbers. 69% of you are polling yes. 21% of you is polling no. Hey, if you want to jump right into the gumbo pod, it's simple. 1-800-259-5791. MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. We're talking to Chuck Marceau. He's the executive director of the Louisiana Licensing Board for Contractors, giving us an update on the contracting laws of Louisiana. We have a lot of contractors all across the country coming in to do work in Louisiana, and there is a license test at stake. Chuck, we don't have much time. We've got about 14, 15 minutes, so we're going to go on pretty quick here. But let me ask you this, though. We have a lot in common. As you know, about a month and a half ago, you had that levee break in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, that destroyed a whole town. You had the hurricane that just hit the Brownsville, Texas area. So I guess my next question is, and I know you can't speak for these areas, but we have a lot in common here. So, Chuck, now, look, you've been an executive director for the licensing board for about 12 years now. Now, what possible legal solutions would you recommend to protect, say, these citizens, specifically the Louisiana citizens, but I'm sure you would like to address these other areas, because we do have a lot in common with the fraud. But in the area, say, of residential construction, say, from being victimized, say, by an incompetent or inexperienced, unlawful, maybe the fraudulent acts of contractors, and maybe who they can contact in Louisiana but you, but I'm sure you can offer some suggestions to these other people that were hard hit.
Absolutely. Mike, of course, you know, the hurricane was unprecedented in the history of our nation, and so we see that there were no laws in place. So I think most of these cities along these flood areas need to be prepared for an onslaught of people coming under the guise of helping. I know there were a lot of people who helped, but what we have to do is protect our citizens somehow, and we have to get the laws behind us on that. And so set caps on how much work a out-of-state contractor can perform without coming by and registering and letting the state get a hold of these folks, their location, their address, their business mode, their, you know, background experience, and, of course, testing, Mike, to make sure that they are competent to perform the work that they're under contract with the homeowners. You know, also for the homeowner not to pull construction permits. You know, the unlicensed contractors ask the homeowner to pull the permits because it's their legal right on their property. But that's how they get in and get their scheme going, and takes advantage of the victims, and they become a victim twice, Mike. That's initially what I would recommend, is that they start preparing for those kind of disasters in the legal area.
Now, Chuck, you said there are about 21,000 licensed and commercial and residential contractors working in the state. Now, you have told me on many occasions, on record, off the record, but for the most part, the licensing of contractors, you know, are good guys. I mean, you can explain the difference to me, basically, what you mean by that.
That's right, Mike. In other words, any business whatsoever, but especially in the contracting area we're talking about, you know, if people are going to do things the right way, they're going to take care of all the laws and payroll requirements and IRS and everything else, those guys want to be here for the long haul. It's the unlicensed people who think they're going to make a quick buck. Those are the ones that you really need to be watching, because that's where the problems are going to come from. So I want to make the point that we do have 21,500 properly licensed contractors, who have taken care of their legal responsibilities within the state to do things properly, and kudos to them. The problem is we have a lot of unlicensed contractors, not only competing with these properly licensed contractors, but they are also working in under radar. And so it's very difficult for our agencies to, help our citizens when we have such a large influx of unlicensed activity, Mike.
Now, is there anything else you would like to tell our radio audience about ways they can protect their money and personal financial investments, say, when it comes to hiring a contractor?
Absolutely. First of all, don't pay cash, and don't accept the promise of you're next in line, and I'll have them finishing up on this project. I'll have my crew here Monday and all that kind of stuff. Those are just quick ways to get your confidence, get your money, and ruin your credit, and also, you know, you face losing your personal assets on this thing, Mike.
Now, let me ask you this. What other agencies do you collaborate with to assist in the enforcement in your mission? I'm sure you have some help, don't you?
That's correct. We collaborate on a routine basis with the Attorney General's office. When we discover through our 25 field investigators, you know, the details of the case that may involve fraud or taking advantage of the elderly or something like that. Also, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, and local law enforcement, along with area district attorneys and you know, Department of Labor. In some cases, when we can't identify who the contractor is, but we see, you know, some what appears to be illegal activity out there, Mike.
Yeah, about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I had the U.S. Attorney, Mr. Jim Letton, on this show, and I want to make a side note to that. He assured my audience that if they pay by federal check, you know, that the money goes through a Federal Reserve System, or they got an SBA loan, a federal loan, anything or any money that crossed interstate lines, then his office can get involved. So if we have any listeners out there that got ripped off by a contractor and any of these things, not only do they have to worry about the state licensing board, but they have to worry about the FBI because it is a federal offense, and a lot of people don't realize that.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, now you think these agencies are actually making a difference, though?
Absolutely, Mike. You know, our agency has 25 foot soldiers on the ground, and we're very successful in prosecuting, obtaining the evidence, you know, subpoenaing these people, bringing them in, convicting them, fining them. The Attorney General is collecting our fines. And so we have the strength of stronger, you know, criminal law behind us in many cases. And we've also passed legislation that prevents an unlicensed contractor from filing liens against property owners, Mike.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chuck, it's I'm going to hold you to the next segment just for a couple minutes, and I'm going to get some contact information. And also, I'd like you to say hello to your friend Doug Hoffman with Normie. How you
good.
Like that, huh?
Great. That sounds
great.
Good.
We got a great show. Guys, don't go nowhere. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. And don't forget, Home Talk on Demand, 24/7, 365. Let's step away. You're listening to Home Talk with the Crazy Cajun. Hey, I was green before green was even cool. I'll be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online,
go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Oh, man, come on, Sebastian. I said, bien. Hello, welcome to the best in home improvement. Broadcasting information and education. I am the man from the Bayou Land. I am the originator, not the duplicator. Hey, I'm broadcasting live from the mountains of West Virginia. That's right. I'm at the West Virginia Broadcast Convention here at the Greenbrier Country Club, having an exciting time. Hey, let's check out poll question of the week here. Does your home have a fireplace? 69% of you are polling yes. 21% of you is polling no. Welcome back, everybody. If you want to jump right into the Gumbo Pod, it's simple. 1-800-259-5791, Michael King 1350 at yahoo.com. Also, this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at gcnlive.com, 7 to 10 o'clock Central Time. We're talking to Mr. Chuck Marceau. He's the executive director of the Louisiana Licensing Board. And just shortly, we're going to have Mr. Doug Hoffman from the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors talking about their certification training program for builders. Chuck, are you still with me right now?
Yes, I am, Mike.
Why don't you go ahead and give us this contact information, how our radio listeners can contact you if they need your assistance.
Okay, we have an 800 number. It's 1-800-256-1392, or on the web at www.lslbc.louisiana.gov. Spell out Louisiana, Mike.
Great. Well, Chuck, I don't want to let you go nowhere because I know you want to say hello to your old friend, Doug Hoffman. What can you say about this organization? You know, he started with me. We first started on the show with him 4.5 years ago, and We're doing this mold remediation certification of licensing and training. We're finally getting these licenses tested and these states certified. But you want to say hello to your good friend, Doug Hoffman?
Sure, absolutely.
Hey, Doug, All right, I'd like to welcome to the show Doug Hoffman. He is the executive director of NARMI, the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors. Hey, Doug, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Michael, I'm doing great, man. How are you? And hello, Mr. Marceau. How are you?
Fine, Doug. Doing great.
Good. It's hot down here. Mike's up there in West Virginia taking it easy.
Yeah, it's probably hot up there, too, right now.
But he doesn't have as good a food as we do, right?
No, I'm suffering. I'm having withdrawals. But, Chuck, NARMI's organization plays a vital role in the state of Louisiana. Can you explain your relationship between the State Licensing Board and NARMI?
Well, several years ago, we enacted a mold remediation law, Mike, and currently, Doug, the latest numbers, 232 licensed mold remediators in Louisiana, Doug.
Fantastic. That is great. And you probably know one of the exciting things that's happened, Mr. Marceau, is now Florida has come on board, and just last month, yeah, the state of Maryland has come on board with their licensing law. So we're happy to be a part of that.
That's wonderful.
Well, Chuck, I know you got to go. I know you want to say hello to your old friend here, and I know you want to continue to wish NARMI and the great things that they're doing. And, the more we can educate and inform these contractors, the competency, you know who's going to win at the end? The consumer. The homeowner is going to be the big winner after all this, and I'm sure y'all both agree.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to be with you today.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
All right. That was Chuck Marceau, the executive director of the Louisiana Licensing Board. I tell you, the job they're doing is fantastic, huh, Doug?
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, one of the really great things about the state of Louisiana is, a lot of states out there don't have really good licensing laws. And, state of Louisiana has taken it kind of another step forward, and that's to offer and require continuing education. So it's not a matter of getting trained and licensed 10 years ago and then not keeping up with the industry. The board requires these guys to stay up with the industry and get their continuing education credits every year to keep themselves qualified, and that's what this program is that we're putting forth, Michael, this new program for builders, this six-class series on training these guys on techniques. It's all about continuing education and making sure they're staying up with the industry.
Now, you kind of partnered up a little bit with the home build associations throughout the U.S., and you're going to start right in Louisiana, am I correct?
Yes, sir, we are. There are 16 chapters in the state of Louisiana, and we're going to move through each one of them and talking with them and offering to them this six-series training. You know, contractors, it's tough for them, Michael. You know, you were in the industry. I was in the industry. It's tough for them to give up a day's work to take a full-day class. So what we're doing is we're spreading out an hour class six times to cover these subjects over a period of time, so it makes it easy on them. They don't have to be away from their work, and yet they get their training. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Now, it's called the NARMI Durable Builders Program. Now, what are some of the topics you're going to discuss?
Yeah, we're talking about being able to make sure that these guys are building homes where they don't have to worry about warranty issues, somewhere down the road, and the homeowner is going to be able to have a home that's comfortable for them for as long as they live in that house. So we're going to be talking about moisture controls, sealing up exterior penetrations, non-vented crawl spaces and attics, indoor air quality issues and solutions, proper installation of doors and windows, where a lot of our mold issues come from, hurricane connections and structural concerns, and topography, drainage, and green building techniques.
Man, I tell you what, I know they got some old-time contractors just shaking their head right now and say, hey, man, what's so new about this training program? I've heard this before. Well, how do you address these guys?
Well, I think that's a legitimate concern. Some things in the building trade haven't changed very much. But unfortunately, there are other things that have changed, and change is pretty much every few years. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to keep them up on the industry, not so much with code changes, although code changes they have to know about as well, but more the different, the newer techniques, newer sealing processes, new flashing processes, things that manufacturers are doing to develop a much more secure and safe and watertight home.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I'm a contractor. Now, why would a builder be concerned about durability, though? Say the warranty is gone in 2 years.
Yeah, well, and I think what the interesting thing is that builders don't want to get into those legal battles.
Yeah. Well, Doc, don't go nowhere. We got to take a short break. The Occasion Music's playing right now. We're going to come back with Doug Hoffman, Executive Director of the Normie. You're listening to Cajun Contractor here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, right here on the World Wide Web. I was green before green was cool. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Weather doesn't care about your home. Weather doesn't care that you would rather spend your summers gardening, biking, and playing golf instead of scraping, painting, and cleaning brushes. At James Hardy, they know weather, and they know how to stand up to it. They should. They've been doing it for nearly 100 years. Maybe that's why James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding is the overwhelming choice of so many homeowners, builders, and architects. With the look and feel of real wood, James Hardy Siding is unmatched for weather resistance, toughness, and natural beauty. They've created a range of products that are resistant to flame, impact, moisture, and more. The products they manufacture are technologically superior to anything their competitors offer, and they'll back that up with their warranty. So check them out online for their full range of products, www.jameshardy.com, or give them a call. That's 1-888-J-HARDY or 1-888-542-7343.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one of a kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, come on, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Home Talk. I am the Cajun Man. From the Bayou Land, you know, we do broadcast here each week, every week on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web, where each week we have a different home improvement expert on the show where we talk about remodeling, renovating, construction, or pretty much anything that has to do with your home. If you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, it's simple, 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. All right, let's check our online poll. Woo! Does your home have a fireplace? 79% now says yes. That's what I figured. About 8 out of 10 now have fireplaces now, and 21% is polling no. All right, if you want to jump right in, again, 1-800-259-5791. We always invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your weekend projects, and most importantly, you have complete access to all industry experts. We're talking to Doug Hoffman. He is with the executive director of NORME, which is a national organization of remediators and mold inspectors. We're talking about his upcoming training program for builders. Let me ask you this, Doug, right quick. Now, I know what builders are saying. Now, how can a builder, again, I'm playing devil's advocate here, can recover these increased costs as associated, though, with, as you know, with green building, which is really on, in the front of everything right now?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Michael. You know, most of the green building programs out there are extremely expensive. They'll add anywhere from 10 to 15% to the cost of the home. And then if you go for like a LEED certification or something like that, you've got another couple thousand dollars. And I got to tell you, I'm not real anxious about doing that. Even if I were building, I wouldn't want to be doing that if I were going to have to eat those costs. So what we've done is we put together a training program where they can take advantage of those kinds of green technologies and the durable building concept, and really only add about 1.5 to 2% to the cost of construction. And that's something that a homeowner is definitely willing to pay for. You know, they're going to have a hard time paying for 10 or 15%.
Yeah.
But a homeowner will come up at the table with 1 or 2% if they know they're getting a green home. So that's what it's all about, is picking the technologies that you know are going to make a difference and leaving some of the other ones, away from the construction project.
Now, you heard me say I was green before green was even cool. And I'm gonna say what, you know, because it's amazing. Four and a half years ago, when I first started this show, I was talking green, and I didn't even realize what I was talking about. I knew I had to build a good structure integrity home that was earth friendly, indoor air quality, and energy efficiency, and all of a sudden they put this word called green, and boy, did I drop the boat on that. But what is the hype about, though? What is really the hype about this, and what does it really mean, though, Doug? Because I tell you what, a lot of people are claiming green building, and I'm catching these fraudulent contractors and these builders. They're not green. They ain't got a clue what green is. Doug, what green is?
I know, and I think that's what's really frustrating. I told you earlier, we were in South Carolina, and there's a guy advertising himself as a green builder. And the fact is, his last name is Green. So, you know, everybody's using this word about any way they want to use it, Michael. And the fact is what we're trying to do is, when you're talking about building a green home, when you have a choice, you're making choices between those things that are water-based, those things that are low VOCs, those things that are green, that are more earth-friendly, biodegradable. And one of the things that we're excited about that you're going to be seeing in the next few months is we're putting together a biodegradable green index where a lot of products that people are used to using all the time, they can switch to those types of products. And green products are not always more expensive. Sometimes it's just a choice that you make.
Yeah.
And, that's what we're going to be talking about in these durable building concepts. All along is making the right kind of choices that are not necessarily expensive, but are healthier for the environment and healthier for those who are living in the environment.
Yeah. And is NORME a recognized training provider for the NAHB, though?
Yeah, it absolutely is. In fact, we got some really interesting things happening this week with other organizations that we're going to be getting some press releases out. I'll send them over to you. But we're going to be working with the government, providing for the people in the military. And we've just got all kinds of things going. We're getting to be a big organization thanks to folks like you who are helping getting the word out. And, in fact, we're even making a reach internationally. We now have members in Portugal and Brazil and in the U.K. And so, it's all about being recognized for what you do and trying to do it right.
Yeah, and I got to commend your organization. I'm glad this show partnered up with y'all and can help you. 4.5 years ago, we started with a vision. I started a vision on this show, help educate, get everybody to play by the rules, a competency, and that's what you're trying to do, is just competency and everybody to play by the same rules.
That's exactly right. I worked myself, as you know, in the construction industry for 30-plus years, and I spent a lot of time fighting unlicensed contractors. They're absolute black spot on this industry, and we need to get all these guys trained and licensed.
Well, Doc, don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'll get some contact information from you, okay?
Okay, man.
All right, that's Doug Hoffman, the executive director of NORME. When we come back, we'll finish up, get some contact information. Got a couple emails to read. We'll try to get to our FAQ home tip of the week, little standby generators. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I'm the Cajun Man. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Yeah.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. And if you're looking to add a roof to a new structure or wanting to upgrade from your current roof, give the professionals of Classic Metal Roofing a call today. Classic Metal Roofing has a proven history of staying on the leading edge of residential metal roofing. High winds, hail, and fire are no match for the Classic Metal Roof. With several different colors and themes to choose from, and even some that look like actual wooden shingles, you're sure to find a product to fit your needs. Classic Metal Roofing systems are made from an aluminum, so they do not rust or are not broken down by the elements. Classic is so convinced of the superiority of their metal roofing systems, they back up their products with a lifetime limited warranty for the original owner and a 40-year transferable warranty for all the future owners. So what are you waiting for? Check them out online at classicroof.com or give them a call today at 1-800-543-8938. That's 1-800-543-8938.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of August, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, man, we always pass a good time here each week, every week. I want to acknowledge some of our outstanding affiliates that's now tuning in all across this great country. We have out in Guymon, Oklahoma, my friend Ed Smith down there on KGYN, 1210 AM. We have old John Spencer's group down there in Utica, Illinois, WLPO, 1220 AM. Also out in Liberal, Kansas, old Stu Melchick's group down there, KSCB, that's 1270 a.m. And we can't forget about our new flagship station down in the Big Easy, the Clear Channel Radio down there, 94 a.m., AM 94. Guys, thank y'all. All right, let's check out our poll question of the week. Does your home have a fireplace? Hey, it's running 79% right now. is polling yes. We're talking to Doug Hoffman. He's executive director of the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors. We're talking about his classes that's coming up to help train builders. It's called the Normie Certified Durable Builder Program. Hey, Doug, how can we get some more information?
Absolutely. We've got, of course, our website at normi.org. And, of course, they can get to that through your website, Michael, at hometalkusa.com. But they can also call us at 877-251-2296. And it's 877-251-2296. We are all about training. We're all about making sure that these guys get the information they need and, you know, staying up on this very, very dynamic industry that's just constantly changing. So we're available to help any way we can, answer questions, give them. We've got online trainings. We've got on-site trainings. You know, we're all about getting the word out.
Great. Doug Hoffman, thank you again, my friend. You're always welcome.
Thank you, and take care. Come back home.
Oh, yeah. Doug Hoffman, Executive Director of Normie. All right, Doug. Make sure you check out their classes and just go to their website at normie.org. Let me grab this email right quick. Question, Michael King, I had a mason put up some bricks. They look okay, but the main spilled mortar on the asphalt driveway, how should I remove it? Lot simple. What I would do is use a cold chisel to chip it off. Now, if any mortar remains, treat it with some type of muriatic acid. Now, make it about half and half solution, pouring the acid into the water and into the mix it. Okay? Now, when the mortar stops fizzling, scrub it with a brush. Then rinse it with a hose. Please do yourself a favor. Always wear skin and eye protection. That's our email question of the week. If you have an email question for the Crazy Cajun Michael King, it's michaelking1350@yahoo.com. All right, that about does it for this edition of Home Talk. We do broadcast here each week, every week, here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget to check out Home Talk on Demand, 24/7, 365. On behalf of the everybody, I'd like to thank everybody. And down in Louisiana, we got a saying. It's called, Cesse en fort, déjeuné en toi, la lecienne que toi, la la blessé. Always hire a state licensed insurance contractor. God bless. See ya. Yeah.
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. Normie is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call Normie today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. Normie, training for the 21st century.